Exodus chapter number 8. Exodus chapter number 8. And we're going to continue studying the book of Exodus, learning all about the gods of Egypt that Jehovah God overcame. Not that they are real gods, but they're demonic. They're devilish. And there's only one true and living God, and that's Jehovah, the Lord. The Lord God is the one true and living God. And but Egypt worshiped many gods. And so the plagues, as much as they are a warning to Pharaoh, they are also a rebuke to their way of worship. Because the Bible is an idol destroyer. The Bible is an idol destroyer. And whatever you put in front of God is an idol. And if you read the Bible and study the Bible, it will destroy idols in your life. Kaya huwag tayong magbilib masyado sa mga Philippine idol, American idol. Kung ano ang inilalagay mo sa harapan ng Diyos, yan ang idol ng buhay mo. At ang Biblia ay naninira ng mga idols. All right, Exodus chapter number 8. And this entire chapter covers three additional plagues. So we learned the plague of the water being turned into blood. That's plague number 1. And Pharaoh hardened his heart, did not listen to the Lord, didn't take heed to God's signs and wonders. And let me just say, before we read the text here, that miracles do not break hearts. Signs and wonders can be ignored. Diba? Yung mga, kahit yung mga himala, milagro ng Diyos, hindi pinapansin ng tao. Kaya huwag kayong mag-believe masyado sa mga nagsasabi, kailangan magkaroon tayo ng miracles. Yung miracles ang magano. No, hindi ho. Hindi pinapansin ng tao ang salita ng Diyos. They ignore the revelation of God. And so, man still rejects God and His Word in spite of signs and wonders. And we have to make sure that we do not ignore the Word of God. Hayaan natin yung mundo na hindi naman ligtas sila. Pinapabayaan nila ang salita ng Diyos. Huwag tayong maging pabaya sa salita ng Diyos. Alright? Huwag natin gawin yon. Ugali yon ng mundo, hindi ugali ng Kristiyano yon. Alright, Exodus chapter 8, verse number 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh, say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. And if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs. Now, frogs in Egyptian society was a very significant, important cultural symbol of fertility and blessings. And they worship a god. Where's my notes? Let me get my notes here. They worship a god, a goddess, babae, a goddess na yung ulo niya, frog. At ang pangalan niya, let me get this right, Heket. Heket. So, sinasamba nila ang Diyos-Diyosan na babae na si Heket. At frog yung ulo niya. Kasi yung frog sa Egypt, simbolo ng fertility. Ano yung fertility? Yung maraming anak, maraming blessing. Kung baga, yun ang pananaw ng mga Egyptian sa kanilang pagsamba kay Heket. And so, verse 3, and the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and into thine house, and into thy bedchamber, and upon thy bed, and into the house of thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thine ovens, and into thy kneading troughs, and frogs shall come upon both on thee, and upon thy people, and upon all thy servants. So no matter where you go, no matter where you turn, there's just gonna be frogs coming out everywhere. Imagine frogs. Now, the Egyptians celebrates the frog once a year in by the Nile River. As they, once a year, the frogs will produce other frogs there, and they'll have a feast to the frogs. Well, this one is a overabundance of frogs. No matter what, if you open the oven, nandiyan yung mga frogs. Pag tinignan mo yung kneading trough, yan yung kung saan nila ninalagay yung palay o yung harina nila, nandiyan yung mga frogs. Nasa kama nila, nandiyan yung mga frogs. Frogs everywhere. This is God showing that God is in control of creation. God is in control of creation. Verse number 5, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron and said, stretch forth thine hand with thy rod over the streams, over the rivers, over the ponds, diyan ang gagaling yung mga frogs, and cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt. Verse 6, and Aaron stretched forth his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. Let me share with you this truth. Aaron obeys the Lord, and the Lord brings the plague. So when man obeys the Lord, God blesses. Every time we obey the Lord, God blesses us. And by the way, you can work and you can strive and you can do all that you know to do. But if God doesn't move, our actions have no power. We have no power. God has the power. But God ordains that He uses us in our obedience to Him. And so make sure we obey the Lord and watch the Lord bless. So verse number 7 is pretty interesting. The magicians. Do you remember the magicians? Sino yon?
Janice
and Jambres. Affliction and bitterness. They were not satisfied with the number of frogs. They said, oh, we can do that too. So they cast their magic spell and they made more frogs. Not smart, but sin is a spoiler. That's what sin will do. Sin will warp your thinking. Sin will twist your thinking. And they produce more frogs. By the way, frogs in the Bible is likened unto demonic spirits. Tingnan mo ang Revelation chapter 16. Go over to Revelation chapter 16. Revelation 16 verse 13. Kaya yung mga mahilig sa ano? Sa mga pungsoy na naglalagay ng mga frogs na merong coins. Dito yung coins dyan o yung mga frogs. Ang cute kasi, ang cute, yan ang sabi ng tao. Pero tingnan mo ang sabi ng Bible. Look at Revelation 16, verse 13. Revelation 16. Pastor, good luck naman kasi, di ba? Good luck. Naniniwala ka ba sa good luck? Ha? Kung naniniwala ka sa good luck, di walang kwenta ang Diyos. Kasi ang Diyos, nagbe-bless siya. Hindi siya nag-good luck. Okay, huwag kang umasa sa good luck. Umasa ka sa Panginoon. All right, look at Revelation 16 verse 13, Revelation 16 verse 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon. Ito yung satanic trinity of the dragon and of the mouth of the beast and of the mouth of the false prophet. See that? Unclean spirits spewing out of the mouth, and they look like frogs. And you say, well, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? You know, this world is being conditioned for the Antichrist and the power of Satan. And this is not Bible. This is my observation. Observation ko lang, ha? hinahanda ang tao sa overtaking ng demonic armies itong mundong ito. Yung mga cartoon na pinapakita nila, yung mga frog na cartoon, yung Geico commercial na Gecko ang ginagamit, you know, whatever. I just think this world is being conditioned for demonic activity. And we don't understand it, but the Bible says that these unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the prophet. By the way, sino yung ano, satanic trinity yun eh, sa Revelation 16? Sino yung katapat ng dragon sa Holy Trinity? Sino yung katapat ng dragon? So, satanic trinity, may dragon. Sino yung katumbas niya, katapat niya sa kadiyosan ng banal na trinity? The Father. Sino yung beast? Oo. Kasi yung beast, yan yung antikristo. Antikristo. Salungat kay Kristo. So, yan yung God the Son. Tapos, sino yung false prophet? God the Holy Spirit ang katapat niya. Kasi, nagpapahayag ang false prophet. Ganun ang banal na Espiritu ng Diyos. Ang banal na Espiritu ng Diyos, pinapahayag niya ang salita ng Diyos. And so, there is a satanic trinity. Kasi, imitator talaga si Satan. And, ayan sa Exodus chapter 8, ginamit ni Satan ang kapangyarihan niya para imitate niya ang mga frogs. And so there is, Satan has limited power and he can control the situation at times when the Lord allows. Look at verse number 8, Exodus chapter 8, verse number 8. I want you to see the hypocrisy of Pharaoh. The hypocrisy. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go, and they may do sacrifice unto the Lord." That is hypocrisy. That is basically how man is. "Lord, if you just rescue me from this one situation, I promise, I'll serve you." He was a hypocrite. Man is hypocrite sometimes. Look at verse 19. "And Moses said unto Pharaoh, Glory over me. When shall I entreat for thee and for thy servants and for thy people to destroy the frogs from thee, from thy houses, that they may remain in the river only? And he said, Tomorrow." I would have said today. Tomorrow. Baka ano, parang siyang Pilipino, no? Bukas na lang. Some other time. Bukas, tomorrow. Why do today what you can do tomorrow, right? "And he said, Be it according to thy word, that thou mayest know that there is none like unto the Lord our God." Yeah, you can pray to Hecate. Go and pray to Hecate and ask Hecate to save you. She has no power over Jehovah our God. Verse 11, "And the frog shall depart from thee and from thy houses and from thy servants and from thy people and shall remain in the river only. And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried unto the Lord because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses." That is intercession. Nanalangin si Moses para sa iba, at sinagot ng Diyos ang kanyang pananalangin para sa iba. We need to be interested in intercessory prayers for others. That's there. "And the frogs died out of the houses, out of the villages, out of the fields." Verse 14 is pretty stinky. "And they gathered them together upon heaps." So kinolekta nila lahat ng mga ano, lahat ng mga frogs naging parang bundok ng mga frogs. "And the land stank." That's a great old English word. The land stank. It didn't just stink, it stank. Verse 15, but Pharaoh saw that there was respite, and he hardened his heart and hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said. So did he follow through with his word? No, he was a hypocrite. Huwag natin gayahin si Pharaoh. Si Pharaoh, sinungaling. Sabi niya, baka ikakalas ko kayo. Basta tanggalin mo lang yung frogs. Ikakalas ko kayo. Well, he was a hypocrite. And exempt ba ang mga governmental authorities sa hypocrisy? No? Hypocrites din ba yung mga world leaders paminsan-minsan? Yes. Sabi ng isa, siya raw ang mauuna na magpaturok. Pero ngayon, sabi niya, siya ang mahuli na lang siya. Verse 16, and the Lord said unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land. Ito naman, dust. Alikabok. That it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. Ano yung lice? Kuto. Ano yung lice? Tama, kuto ba yun? Kuto? Biro mo lahat ng alikabok naging kuto. Alam mo naman, wow, ang ganda ng soundtrack ko. Meron pa. Ting! Lahat ng alikabok naging lice. Could you imagine how many lice there was? It was a plural of lice. Lousy. I'm kidding now. Lice. It's an irregular noun. So the plural is the same as the singular. Lice. Lice-y-sees. Lysol. Anyway. So it was full of lice. Marcia, your Lazada order for your lice medicine came in. I just saw the notification. I'm just kidding. Nanay, yung gamot mo para sa kuto, nandito na. Sabi ng Lazada, ipapadala raw nila. Hindi, biro lang, nai. Hindi, alam ko naman. Pero alam mo, yung Egyptian, punong-puno sila ng kuto. Yung alikabok naging kuto, overwhelming. And they did so, verse 17, for Aaron stretched forth his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beast, and all the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. Now, again, God is sovereign. God is in control of nature. And eto namang lice, insulto ito sa Diyos-Diyosan ng lupa. The God of Earth ng Egypt. At ang pangalan niya ay Seth. Seth, the God of the Earth. Tapos meron pa silang Diyos-Diyosan ng salot. Ang pangalan niya naman, Set. Set. S-E-T. So una, S-E-T-H, Seth, Diyos-Diyosan ng lupa. At Set, Diyos-Diyosan ng salot or ng pestilence. He's the God of pestilence, Set. And so God shows His power over Seth and Set. And look at verse number 18. This is the admission, the honest evaluation and defeat of the magicians, Jannes and Jambres. Verse 18, and the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but could not. Nasuspindi yung power nila. So there were lice upon man and upon beast. And then the magician said unto Pharaoh, verse 19, this is the finger of God. So si Jannes and Jambres, natuklasan nila. Ito ay gawa ng daliri ng Diyos. Hindi na ho ito kaya namin gawin. Sobra-sobra na itong kapangyarihan na ito. Gawa ito ng Diyos. Pero si Pharaoh, nagmatigas pa rin. Buti yung mga magicians, at least na-acknowledge nila, napalpak sila. Pero si Pharaoh, matigas pa rin. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said. Well, Let's look at the finger of God theology. Fingerology of God. Meron bang fingerology sa Bible? Well, let's look at it. Here we have the finger of God in control of nature and pestilence. Look at Exodus chapter 31. Exodus chapter 31. What can we learn from the finger of God? Well, we know that He's in control, that He is sovereign over nature. Exodus chapter 31, verse number 18. Exodus chapter 31, verse number 18. And He gave unto Moses, when he hath made an end of communing with Him upon Mount Sinai, two tablets of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. We know that the finger of God, God is a lawgiver. He is the giver of law. And law comes from God. His finger. A psalm. Psalm 8. Tingnan natin ang ikawalong awit. Psalm number 8. Just a little fingerology. 8 verse number 3. Psalm 8 verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. What does that teach us about the finger of God? His finger created everything. He is creator. So He is the plague maker. He is the lawgiver. He is the creator of everything. Okay? Just the finger of God. Finger, of course, is a synecdoche. It's a figure of speech. It just simply means His power. Okay? Daniel chapter 5, verse number 5. Daniel chapter 5, verse number 5. This one doesn't necessarily directly say finger of God, but it talks about a finger. And it came from the Lord, apparently, because no human being can do this. Daniel chapter 5, verse number 5. Daniel 5:5. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. At nakita ni King Belshazzar the handwriting on the wall. Many, many tekel ufarsim. And that is judgment. The hand of God's judgment. The finger of God's judgment. Luke chapter 11. Oh, meron palang finger of God theology sa Bible? Yes, that's one of the blessings of studying the Bible. You can go through from Genesis to Revelation and look up the finger of God. Luke chapter 11, verse number 20. Luke chapter 11, verse number 20. Jesus here is speaking. But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. The finger of God has power over the devil, defeating his enemy, the devil. Oh. So, what do we learn about the finger of God? Well, it's a powerful, powerful synecdoche. It's a powerful figure of speech. And are you trusting in the finger? Are you trusting in the Lord? Are you hanging on to His hands? Huh? Are you walking with the Lord? Then He has the power to take care of your needs. The finger of God. Finger lang ho yan, ha? But when it came to salvation, He says He stretched out His arm. Oh, there's so much more about redemption in the Bible than His power. Okay? Anyway, so let's move on. Balik tayo, Exodus chapter 8, verse number 20. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, Let my people go that they may serve me, else thou wilt not let my people go. Behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end that thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. So, itong plague of flies, flies naman. Ano yung flies sa Tagalog? Langaw, no? Yung mga langaw. I mean, imagine kung gaano karumi ang mga langaw. Dumadapo yan sa mga kung saan-saan. Tapos dadapo yan sa pagkain. O dadapo yan sa balat ng tao. Tapos hindi naguhugas ng kamay ang tao, no? Biro mo nang galing sa labas ang langaw. Kung anong dinapuan ng langaw. At usually, ang hinahanap ng langaw ay yung mga basa. Alam niyo na yung hinahanap ng langaw sa labas. Tapos, dadapo yan sa pagkain o sa balat, hindi naguhugas ng kamay. Alam niyo, pag dumapo ang langaw sa balat, nagaganyan yung langaw. Okay? Kasi, pagdapo ng langaw, nag-i-excrete na siya ng acid. Tapos, yung acid, nalulusaw yung dinapuan ng langaw, tapos yan, ganyan. Handa na siyang kumain. And, hindi siya naguhugas ng kamay. Hindi malinis ang langaw. And so, swarms of flies. Flies! Sino naman ang Diyos-Diyosan ng flies? Well, si Kepra. Kepra. K-H-E-P-R-A. Kepra. He is the morning aspect of the god Ra sa Egypt. So before Ra was Ra, he was Kepra. And Kepra became Ra later. This is just messed up. These people are just messed up. They make this up. Tapos meron pang isa pang god dito sa flies, si Hatkok. Hatkok. H-A-T-K-O-K. Itong mga Diyos-Diyosan talaga ng mga Egyptian ito, no? But the Lord put a division between Egypt and Goshen. Kasi sinong nakatira sa Goshen? Yung mga Israelites. So God put a division between Egypt and Goshen. Look at verse 23. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. God's people will always stick out from the world. Para palagi nyo, pag nakakita kayo ng Christian, palaging kakaiba sila sa mundo. God put a division between His people and Egyptian. And that is a truth. When you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your philosophy, your mind, your heart is no longer the same as the world. Separation. Distinction, division, and kaya the separated soul will always be different from a desperate world. This world is on its way to downhill. And the only way you can have hope in this world is through Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. All right, verse number 24. And the Lord did so that there came grievous swarms of flies into the house of Pharaoh and into his servants' houses and unto the land. And the land was corrupted by reason of the swarms of flies, you think? Verse 25. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, Go ye! Sige na, umalis na kayo! Go sacrifice to your God in the land! Now, is Pharaoh being honest? No, he's being a hypocrite. And Moses said, It is not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice abominations of the Egyptians,
to the Lord our God. Lo, shall we sacrifice abominations of Egyptians before their eyes, and will not they stone us? We will go for 3 days' journey into the wilderness to sacrifice to the Lord our God, and he shall command us. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go. Yes, go ahead, I'll let you go. Desperado lang si Pero, hindi naman siya totoo. That ye may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness, only ye shall not go very far away. Oh, that is demonic. That is satanic philosophy. Entreat for me. Sige na, magsamba kayo, pero huwag kayong masyadong maging panatiko. Ah, Kristiyano, sige mag-Christian kayo, pero ops. Huwag kayo naman masyadong maging Kristiyano talaga. Alam mo, satisfied ang devil sa mga Kristiyano na hindi seryoso sa Panginoon. The devil will make you comfortable so that you can stay in Egypt. He'll let you worship for 3 days, but he wants you back. And we Christians need to learn, we never make deals with the devil. And it's best to separate from the devil than to play his games. Verse 29, and Moses said, Behold, but I go out from thee, and I will entreat the Lord that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh and from his servants, from his people. Tomorrow, ayun na naman, bukas na lang. But let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully anymore in not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord. And Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord, again as intercession. Moses is a picture of Christ being our high priest. And we need to be challenged as Christians to be praying. We need to pray for others. If you don't pray for them, who is going to pray for them? You should be Moses to the people that God puts in your path. And a picture of Jesus Christ, our high priest. Verse 31, And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and he removed the swarms of flies. God has control, doesn't he? From Pharaoh and from his servants and from his people, and there remained not one. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go. And so we'll have more plagues. Chapter 9, sa susunod. Alright, let's bow for a word of prayer and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you for the truths of Scripture that we learn, that we see. Help us to grab hold of these truths and live it out. Live up to the truth, Lord. Change us. Challenge us, Lord. Help us not to be hypocrites. Help us to be totally surrendered and separated unto your honor and glory. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.
Would you mind if I record the second sermon?
Huh?
The morning sermon? Would you mind if I record it?
I don't mind as long as you're not loud.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, did she? Okay.